Kof Beis Amud Aleph. Kashain Nitol Beigdo. Shachevel Dak, that the rope is very thin. Ve'im Hayoresa Litol Misham Latasa Ve'ilsa Chevel. Yeah, in this second, if you want to take it from there with using that rope, then it would immediately snap. But as the stubber came in the Eino Nitol Beigdo, since you can't take it by pulling the rope, the Havik Kamisha Eino Kosher, as if it's not tight. And now in Taiman, I'm going to say in the Mishnah later, Neger, Hamunach, Neger, which is the lock which is placed in the ground, She'eino Kosher, but else it's not tied to the door. Ain't no, but you can't use it to lock it. This is also considered as if it's placed on the ground. And because of the thick head, which turns to make it look like a hammer, is not enough to make it permitted. At the thick head, which turns into like a hammer, it does help it to allow you to use it. Came in the klihu, since it is a vessel, lo have a convenience, not like building. Hanigra, Shekasher, but else is tied in the doorway. Al Engel told it's not hanging. Shechavel Orach, because the rope that's tied to is very long. Umidol Shenigra, and since it's dragging on the ground, Enonira Kekasher doesn't look like it's tied to the door. Ukshein, Roisha, Guluster, come, we're talking about when it doesn't have the thick head. Didn't like it look like a hammer. Nail and Boy, Mekdesh, the Shwispi Alma, because it's just that they're abundant, the Enoboy and Marish, because it's not a real building. Hoyle, Kekasher, look at since it was tied for that purpose. Elo Hoyle is rather sits. The Nigras, it drags Mexico, but it looks like you're building the ancient Shvus Darabon in the Mikdash. You don't have a Shvus Darabon in the Mikdash. The little Gazer Hashem was in that make very there. Why is she called a Shvus Darabon? When he told us earlier that Shvus means Darabon, don't know, it sounds to be a little bit extra. I don't have a Binyan Mamish, it's a full building. Rabbi Huda Sarah, Rabbi Huda is not being Mamish, it's not a full building. Who is that full building? El Adayna Labin is comparable to building with Mikdash, Logos, or Shvus, and the Rabban, in the basic Mikdash, there is no Gezer of the Shvus, the Rabbanon. Zeh, Filo, Bimedino, Motir, Hoyle, Bokosher, since it's tied, Afal Pisha, Eno, totally, even though it's not hanging. Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nigger, it's permitted to the Medina even outside of the Mikdash. Although the Muna, Panaf is just lying on the ground. The Sharli, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mikdash, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's permitted in the Mikdash. They came in the Shayin, the Koshas, the Shams, it's not tied. They're bringing Gomer, who is considered complete, full fledged, derase the building. Kashar, Nagarim, Shinai, Simukasam, like any other Nagar, which is stuck into the wall. Habayna kol shul chayim. A person who builds even a tiny drop on the Shabbos is chayim. Malacha deraisa lahut b'mikdash and biblical deraisa malachos are not permitted. The mikdash chutz meharkovas tamidim, except for offering up the what needs to be done to offer up the korban of the korban talmud, the musaf and the korban musaf, the korbanos tzibur shidduch on the Shabbos, and any korban tzibur of the public which pushes off Shabbos. The gzeiras hakosof, and we learn that all out from a gzeiras hakosof. Who should kosher vedelas? Atzva, and actually tied to the door itself. To muchach shaper, that's really apparent that its purpose is a key. Well, should kosher mezuzah, but not that it was tied into the doorpost. Nidl be'igl kolamis means to say kosher hoya bechevel chazak, that it was tied with a very strong rope. The dein lo nitrach zeh lo yino. With this, you cannot lock the door. She'ino kosher because it's not tied. Command the let's say the gemi dummy. It's as if the gemi isn't there at all. Nikmas Val, Shaniklas a Neger, Bechor HaSkupa, that the Neger is sticking into the hole in the door entrance, Venifchas Oysa, a Chor, and that actual hole that it was in, it started to break open, Vyoitse, a Neger, Lazar, a Karka, and now the Neger is going in towards the ground, the Nice Karka is stuck into the ground. The Ad Hashta, until now, Arikash HaSkupa Kovaya, we were talking about where the entrance to the door was high, of the Ein Chor, Nikav, Alar, it's in the hole in it, the, for the lock, the knot, reach the ground. Nishma, Shinisach HaKevel, Shehu Kosher Boy, that the rope that's tied to snapped, Vahari Hu Munach Bekaren Salvis, and it's placed in the corner. Now, Kishaposech, so when you open it, also, Lo Besiad Le Neger, for the lock, Shehino Kosher Kol, it's not tied. Ol V'tachav, Besiad, Bemsi Osoy, and you stuck a handle for it in the middle, the daimel in makeres, it's now like a hammer, the hashta Vali Muchach Mosah, well, now it's really apparent, the kalihu that it's a vessel. Vade mahu linabo, are you allowed to lock with it? Lock the door with it. Bukra kamarta. Ha vade, sure, this is for sure mutter. Buchnas of Akev, it's like a hammer, because you will heat them in tablet, and you grind up with it, you smash with it wheat and spices. She also is a curry, it's a beam, kamo betel karasi, where it says the pasuk betel karasi, and the targum is betelel sharusi. The Aser Kalamis means to say Masay Aser Bnei Adam, however it was needed to be carried by 10 people, but Filochi himself also allowed him that, and even so he did not make it forbidden for them. Vishadalei Adesha, the same for allowed to support that night. Teres Klish, Sharui Elisha Valet, because it's fit to sit on it. Asisa is a mortier, the Laz, which is a Machtesh, because it's a grind. Adriba Lesech Chitin Tesvav Sa'in, Chesikor, is a Lesech, the worth of wheat, which is 15 sa'a, and that is half a core. Keeping the arba umois shall isim b'sfinah and leisim ke'im agolin shekaren circle b'rosh echa b'defin zeshel sfina. You have these circular, half-circle type of metal or wood, that type of like making a sort of canopy on top of it, going from one side of the boat to the other, Rosh Echabudef and Zel, one to edge of this moon shaped wood or metal beam. On one wall, Shal Sfina, Rosh Hashani, Budef and Zel, and the other head is on the other one, who kofuf and spent, Kumo Ulam, like an Ulam, Volome, Kumo Kippa, and sound like a, like, looking like a Kippa, like a dome. In this is like about half an amo, but then it's after you stick in another one, duchen up and they cool and soto in the whole boat. The person begotten and mechatzalos shall gamei lahagim and etzin of agashamim, and you will spread clothing and mats of gamei in order to protect the people in the boat from the cold and the rain. Sheyesh behem tefach sheroychav shall mangal tefach, because the actual width of each of these kippim is a tefach. The bosom of tefach, because listen, the tefach will not make an oil. Avol kasherech of tefach, when it's the width of a tefach, mikra oil is considered an oil on itself. Nimsa shame oil alone. It comes out that the new that has the name. It's called an oil. But yom hal is before still erev Shabbos. Because you purchase a love, a bag in the mocher, when you spread on it a cloth, a garment, the next day in oil moisif, you're only adding to what was there already. Inami in Barachva, Tafach Rambe in Zelazesh, should the Ekel Amir Lobby can say Lobby, Dechri is Elim is Rams, the Bimoma Boy Tulum, they are sharp because of the heat, they needed the shade. But Balela Boy Avira, Hanasa Kor, they needed the pleasure of the coolness, and they have Lakais because of the heat that was in the summer. Bimosachol, Hoya Porcelain, and Machasolis, and during the week they would spread on the mat, over the mats of Biyom during the day. When they Malayan take away at night, also can be the Rahman, never the Hubashabas, what she do in Shabbos, Karach Budi, Elekishit, and Sali, and Machasolis Malayan, when you're taking away the mats from them, live nice. Erev Shabbos towards Erev Shabbos, the altar is kind of cool. Don't take it all away, Misham, from there. Elahavi Golo Iso v'Karech Melagag v'Sharva Tefach Pusi, and they roll it up and tie it on top of the roof and leave over a tefach's worth that was spread out. Elahavi Leshem Oil that shall be called an oil. Lomachar Pashti Elahavi Tosefes v'Sharva Tzius. In addition, and that is for Midvilan's Kenega the Pesach with Sneas right in the doorway, just for privacy. But the place of the lab oil and sackle and oil the low kavi also was not putting it permanently there. Elokain. That's the normal practice, to put it there and to move it away. Kitel's family is just like a door. Kilas, Chasan, love, oil, Chasan, oil, wine, nation, and Logan, Lomilo, Rechav Tefach, it doesn't have a roof on top, which is a Tefach, wine, nation, and Asuna, Bishipum, because it's put in a slant, Behiria, it's a curtain, Shaparsin, Sava, Lamita, Liol, Shame, which you spread around the bed that you are going to sleep in. Shame, Bepochos, Mishlosh, Samach, Logan, Tefach, Shinasuna, Valachsan, it's put in an angle, Kotzer, and that's in a very narrow angle. When you're measuring its width, when you listen three tefachim from the top point, it's not a tefach. Why the havi kuli doifin? So called the inkan oil kan, you don't have what's called an oil. But if you wind it until the tefach, it's within three tefachim of the roof, on the top of the roof. It's as if the top of the roof itself is a tefach. No, I mean, that's how we consider it. But also, the taisi can be forbidden to spread it out this way on Shabbos. And Rashi has two different diagrams on the side. Daf Kuf Beis, Amud Beis. B'Shipur M'Knegedem Sois Gagol in the middle of the roof Ad Mokom Shefas Yiria Kol until the edge of the curtain ends. Shom Lo Hirach of Tefach there did not wind in a Tefach. That be Kulu K'Doifin, it's all like a wall. But in Kan Oil, you don't have an oil at all. Awa Rechiva Kol Doifin B'Doifin. But if you're going to widen each of the walls to the, in their angle, if they get to a tefach habi hula lachzing, that is considered that angle of a bishahu mishupa, even though it's slanting, kor oil is still called oil karbon like karbon. The pliga revealizes him sechasuka, the argument realizes him sechasuka. Kach shmati, that's what I heard Rashi says. But actually, Rashi says he has questions on this. Ezu mita sheimber chavashne tvachim. Which bed do you have? It's not two tvachim wide, oh gimel or three tvachim wide. Chosam rashi missing a bit. Shibagaga pachos mitefach in the roofing of less than tefach v'shnei shipua. Shipu echal kol echad bachos and tefach, and both angles, the slopes on each side is going to be less than tefach. Mishlema shemitah rechava kimishpata. Really, the Rashi says the bed is proper, the proper width. Neglitin harbe yaitzin heimenu lishnei roshel, and you have many poles which are sticking up to each of its head, by each of its heads. Boilin lamayla sedurin echad nomuch veechad v'amengel, and they're sticking up in an order, one higher, one lower. The kind of the student and the lamb, they have beams that are put on them, maklitim shabrosha, like the shabraglaho, from the poles that are sticking up by the head of the bed into the poles that are sticking up by the feet of the bed. You have these cross beams on the paris alamito, shtaim shalosh kilos, and they're spreading on the bed two or three of these curtains, katanas, which are small, but gotten on its roof. You read the dela prusa, sabiv hamito, the defanes, and there's one large curtain which is being spread over the whole bed. Sayan the shari koiva shalevit is a felt hash, a curry of feltery, which is called felt. Mutter, let's say Svobo Shabbos, can go out on Shabbos with it. Hod is bay tefach, shi is a tefach rochav svasa, that the brim is going, is wide of a tefach, lahalam meyrosho, it's sticking out from his head, a tefach, and it's oster wide, oh, because it's a veil. Sharvid gulbiglimi herach metalisa lahalam meyrosho, if he would stick out his talus above, out from his head, but he'd see a tefach, and it's going to be a tefach sticking out of his head, hachadami, the oster would also be oster. Elohad mahatik, adalam mahatik, the time alam mishum oil, the whole reason is not because of an oil, elam mishdum, enough of meyrosho, the pants is going to fall off his head. Possible student is going to come and carry it in the public domain. He'll talk to him, Rikimahadik, the kosher, resume when it's tight and tied with a scrap, tachasvar underneath his neck, shari, and then it's permitted below, and if not, it's usr, and Tayshis brings another shot from Rabbeinu Chananel. Mastisa, Aramid, a Mishnah. Machzirin, Sir Hatach, Tanisha, Delos of a door, halon, a window, shade the table, made all different types of boxes, shepichsreim, et sidehim, that the doors they open up on the sideways. The tzir atachdain and the lower hinge calls man shaloyotza. The elyon, so long as the upper hinge has not come out, dain left zero, it's easy to return, put it back in. In convenience, it's not called building. Avalobu medina gzera, we have a gzera decree, shem yitoko, but guys in the makevas, perhaps you're going to stick it in with a hammer and a axe to have a malacha, because that indeed would be a malacha. The elyon kamikanda also the kevish yotza elyon, well, since the upper hinge came out, kulo knife will fall, so have a kubayin, and now it's like building it. Because somewhere when you're holding it, this is the time that yishbinyin became, there is binyin became, malacha lohutra elfil b'mikdosh, malacha d'iraiso is not permitted even in the base of mikdosh. Gemara, the mikdash mafzir, and kugayin, for example, should speak a little dover carbon, you leave something inside of it. For the Karbadis, Kagoyin Shamel had salt inside, a levino with the frankincense, or kateris, or incense, the kateris, spices, benches, the victish, and the zoshpas, and the victish. Mumidina Daifnik and Imlo Yatsu Kulafin all come out, Makor has scooper from the hole in the door entrance, El Hisfal Shamid, it started to come out, then Daifnik and Lahore, you can stick it back in. Push it back in. The Laz is A Payand Ra. Just to stick something in. The Elyon can, the can also have to have been born in complete, full building derived. So, Shem Yitata, Shem Yechzikin, and Makavis of the Gaisa, and have Melocha, perhaps you're going to make it strong together with the hammers and the axes, and it's a full fledged Melocha, but Tachtaina, and then the lower hinge of Bendina Kai, that's what we're talking about when you ask the base of English. Yeah, Elyon Kai, because if we're talking about we're talking about the lower hinge and outside base of English. The Elyon Kai B'Mikdash, we're talking about the upper hinge and in the base of English. Shavu Lishvus is only the Rabban and Hachazerik, and that whole returning the hinge is a gazer. Mishum Shemay Taka, because perhaps you might come to stick it in tightly. But my mitas of Mikdash, why should make it also in the Mikdash? The Amar that we said the Elyon Kamikan also that the upper hinge is also both in base of English and outside of it. Well, Shavu Lishvus in Mikdash, Lagos, but Shavu in the Mikdash, we don't make a gazer. Shabor B'Shaldu is to have Binyam and Mechubal Kaka. These are buildings which are attached to the ground, so therefore chashav binyan b'chol, so therefore this is going to be nisur boine, even a small amount. Bar b'chavir b'dus Binyan, the difference between the bar is just dug in, and you put in like cement inside, make a whole building out of the sofa karka inside the ground. Ash ish kedinaya, which the Lazir actually says is a martef, which means a cellar. Vasisin, the Mishnah. Machzirin Ritiyish Kohen Shaloka B'yom, the Kohen guy has a wound in his hand, and doesn't let Ritiyah puts a bandage on him, but B'yom while still Erev Shabbos, the Husafah, but it's Shabbos, and he needs to do a void on Shabbos, or B'yom to Mayyanta, but not to Ritiyah Mayyodo, he's taking off the bandage from his hand, Shalotay Chutzetzes, Beino, Bein Yodo La Voida. So it shouldn't be a separation, a barrier between him and his hand for the Voida, the Chutzitza Pesalos, because a Chutzitza, a barrier, won't make it possible. The meaning of the lakach of kohen, because a kohen has to take it, became in the pious, and since it's a separation, loy have a lakach of kohen. It's not going to be considered taken by the kohen. Therefore, machzir and mikdash, you can put it back in the basic mikdash to eat a little sharis play, machzir, because if you don't allow him to put it back on, a little shakal le miyadi, he's not going to take it off in the sand. In the first place, the mimna of the ovid avoidah, he's going to stop with refrain from actually doing the avoidah. We permitted the first part of them because of what might happen at the end. Perhaps you're going to smear on the bandage. And the meruach is a tolda of meichik erasing, which is said in the melachos of Shabbos. In betchilo, shalom ha'isak shuro. It wasn't tied well, still. They were going to a little soka le tzerchamoy. It's going to remove it from the need of a boy. The kind of kind of usher. The hacha lekel amemer inchos the mikdash. You can't say there's no this derabanan mikdash. No, but they haishvus of the tzerchamoy. Because for sure that this derabanan is not in the needs of the divine service. Al tzerchasim, but rather for his needs. Gemar retia shekarsha shenafel, which fell. Medina, we're talking about outside of the mikdash. Shalachin nakat parsha. Therefore, we use the word parsha that fell. Sharalol not lod midasa. It was not taken off intentionally. Machzirin the milsa de lo shechin, who was done, which is uncommon. But lo does the rabbanan. Rabbanan did not make a decree on this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im nachal if it fell, im machzirin don't return it. Avla im huchluko, which is doichel machlika lemaka. But if it slipped off towards the side, then you can push it and put it back on the wound. Shemarech machlek gumos shivrutia. It's smoothing out the holes in the different ditches in the full ditch with dips in the bandage. Miruach is chayim mishem machlek, and miruach is smearing is chayim mishem machlek, which is smoothing out. Lo shanu the tana kama sher lechzi the tana kama allows you to return it. Elo shapir shal gabe kli alakar or alakessus in the pillow or cushion. Agare kake to the chachil. I mean, returning is like you're starting in the first place. A beisad yinafu loy alakar fell on his pillow and shemir shal. So those from his head kumush from tagamim zayin tagamim rosh hashav is duhi. It is a beisad. It's a very similar wording. Lo sever leimar lohoder of chisda the muki. He said that the chalikus is when I fell on the cleave. I feel lucky to say, "Oser b'hudah ruzas." Oser ramishmol alachik b'hudah. Shmuel says, "Oser b'hudah." Well, Shmuel hunter because he said, "I'm the spirit because I hold the chip on the b'hudah." The feeling with agave karkin. B'hudah argues when I fell on the ground. I will feel agave kli when I fell onto a vessel. Then maybe he agrees to have a chuchluka. The amos just like as if it moved off its actual place. Masdisin the Mishnah. Koishen nimas kiner shel shir halavim. This is the strings of the, for example, we say a kinnar is a harp, or of the levim, the carbon that they need to sing when they're by the carbon. Then this is the kavod Shabbos if it's snapped on Shabbos. And more first time, the Gemara explains the reason the kusavar because he holds machshir mitzvah shalom hayochal asosim esmol. Any preparatory actions towards fulfilling a mitzvah which you were not able to do yesterday before Shabbos, the hara yom nisuka, because today it's snapped. Therefore, doicher is the Shabbos. You push off Shabbos. You call Shabbos to redo it. I forgot the kesher. I'm a local who misach Shabbos. Even misach Shabbos to see that tying a knot is a biblical deraisa prohibition. The aim b'tchilah shalom hayis hashem. Although it was never there. The yochel asos me'esmol. You had been able to do it yesterday. Yesterday, it's also then it's forbidden. Gemar puts the rabbis rabbanis and kavei milo. Machlekes rabbis rabbanis with regard to milo. Shabbos allows you to even chop wood and to make coals. On Shabbos, lasos is malumable in order to make the mila knife in order to do the mila. Carbon seber having mitzvah doiches on Shabbos. Carbon seber is a mitzvah which will push away Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos. The shir having machshirin didei, didah, and the singing of the karbanos is a hechsher preparing to help fulfill that mitzvah. Even to make the coals, which is just a preparatory state of the mitzvah, is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda says that making a bowl is a biblical deraisa prohibition. There's no difference between making a knot or a bowl. Because he says that the preparatory stages of the mitzvah pushes what Shabbos, you can violate Shabbos to do them. All the time, and we say the mitzvah under Rabban. If you do a bowl, Rabban, the army, la malacha, the Rabban will say it's not a malacha. They came into Efshar ben Nivo, since you could do a bowl, malachalin and Shabbos, you have to be violating Shabbos, so therefore the Rabban tell you to do a bowl instead of a knot. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mukmin, and my sister Levi, they would say the mitzvah is going like him, the kosher, ab malacha, he and tying is an ab malacha. Aliva the man, who is he going like?